gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant. Or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's up, everybody? Episode 182. We start this one off with a conversation about the U of I parking police, everybody's favorite people. We move on to Iowa wrestling, the dominance in the opener against Nebraska. We talk a little bit about Iowa basketball and preview the upcoming NFL weekend. Lots to talk about, lots of Hawks in action. You gotta love it. Let's sit back, have a day. Let's go. What's going on, guys? It's Kevin, Drake, Tyler, you know, the washed-up walk-on gang. We're all here. There's nothing really to talk about except we got some NFL football and the Hawks are wrestling these days. But, yeah, it'll be a short and sweet one for you guys today.
Yeah, we're just jam-packing this one, right, just stuffing it in. It's like when you have to mail something. I just did this last week. You got to mail something, you just find the biggest box you got, and it just doesn't fit. These guys on this podcast, I'm not going to make that joke.
About to make a joke about how there's a few of our teammates who walked around the locker room and I wondered how they could possibly stuff that square peg in a round hole.
I was going to make a joke about fitting or not fitting. And I don't want to take this episode there, you know? I'm not going to be that guy. But you got three washed up walk-ons, listeners, you can imagine. Yeah, another thing that happened, we got a little bit of NFL, obviously down to four teams. We'll talk about this past weekend, talk about the upcoming weekend. Iowa wrestling, just a beautiful start, a poetic start, some would say, against Nebraska on the wrestling mat. We'll talk about that. Recently, and I'm pulling it up right now, Jordan Bohannon is starting a war with the Iowa City parking police.
It's about goddamn time.
And I'm behind it. I'm going
to
pull up some
Please
tweets.
Explain this to me, dude. I need to hear about this. This is good news.
Yeah, so let's go back to – he's been very active the last couple days. Yesterday – let's see if I can't find it. So he tweeted yesterday, flat tire this morning, received ticket at Carver, waiting for tow to come get it, and I have the parking lady yelling at me to move my car. All caps – where do you want me to move it? I have a flat tire. Sounds about right.
I think that's like a movie scene or something.
Yeah. I mean, anyone, most of you listening are alumni of the University of Iowa, Hawkeyes, black and gold, bleed it. And most of you probably have your own parking story from when you were in school. And I'd love to hear them. In fact, tweet us your best UI parking story and tag the Wash Up Walk-On's account. I don't have any great ones other than over by Van Allen. You know how we used to just cram those mopeds into that one spot along the side of the building?
Yep.
Every once in a while, you'd come out and your moped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I it's well documented that I didn't go to all my classes. And when I did go to class, sometimes I showed up after the class started. Okay? So it was packed, man. There was no spots. But so someone had to move. Someone had to move. Went to the end, you know, kick the other guy's moped off his pegs. You roll him out, roll him outside the line, roll yours inside the line, peg it up, act like nothing happened. We walk out after class. That guy's getting a ticket.
Yep. I've been that guy getting the ticket, too, because I couldn't get my bike in, the, in the spot.
That guy's getting a ticket, and I just hop on mine like, oh, he's right there. He's like walking. He wasn't walking with me, but he's walking like I can see that like he's the one walking towards his moped. I'm the one in his spot that he clearly knows he parked in. I hop on, get the, you know, get my little, I had the worst moped in Iowa City. Get that thing to turn on, and I just right around the corner. I'm gone, dude. I was out of there at 11 miles per hour. We were gone, heading towards the Pentacrest.
Tough beat for that guy.
Tough beat, you know. Hey, moral of the story? Don't
horrible. Show up late to class.
Show up late. Yeah, you know. Anyway. Tweet us your stories. And you guys got any good stories? Drake, I'm sure you motherfucked a couple parking people.
Listen, dude, I had one of the most supreme meltdowns of my whole life on a parking attendant my freshman year because I had put change in the meter with my truck because we were about to go back to the complex. And then our requirement at the complex actually got canceled. And so I had no longer had to go back. So I was like, okay, let's see when I have to go. Put more change in the meter. Oh, that time's coming up real quick. The guy beat me by less than a minute because the time on the ticket still matched the time on my phone. And I tried to have like this back and forth, this guy telling him like, hey, sir, I'm not trying to screw anybody. I'm here to put more change in. I knew my time was running out, et cetera, et cetera. And the guy basically told me to go sit on my thumb. And I absolutely let him have it in Drake fashion, as all you guys can probably assume.
I'm surprised you didn't catch a charge. Like,
this was freshman year, though, Drake. So.
And this was because you had – so Drake, when he was a freshman, he had two – we both had – well, did you keep the truck out in that parking lot? Like,
No, I kept it in the lot across campus, but I just had it for that day.
That's what I meant, the cross-campus lot.
The Hawk lot.
The Hawk lot, yeah. So Drake had, I think we've mentioned it before, Drake had like a nice shiny blue crotch rocket, which provided some good content freshman year, that he rode and parked in the moped parking. And then as, you know, I parked my car over in that Hawk lot, and then, yeah, so occasionally you get caught with the car over at Hillcrest. It's a sketchy, you're on borrowed time there. And... Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kevin, you got any stories?
I do have one story. So it was freshman year, obviously. It was over at the old complex. You know how we would used to park like in the hospital parking lot, the one just north of Koenig?
Yes.
Yeah. So because, you know, 6 a.m. workouts, you're usually during the season out the door by 7:15, 7:20.
Yeah, it's quick.
Parking enforcement starts at 7:30. So you're like, yeah, probably good. Yeah. So that's where we'd always park, was right across that little street there and walk in instead of parking across the entire parking lot and having like a quarter mile walk in. Anyway, I come out one time at 7:31 and I have a ticket that's written for 7:32.
Wow.
And I don't see anybody around here.
Conspiracy.
Like, I don't see the guy like anywhere around there. I'm just like, how the fuck did this dude time travel to write me a ticket?
They've got their little devices set 5 minutes ahead.
Yeah, I think so.
Bastards.
So yeah, I complained about that one. I got that one written off.
Incredible. Shortly after.
Those people are sneaky bastards.
People are the most immoral human beings. Yeah. And if by chance we have somebody who's a ticket writer that listens to this podcast, I want to formally tell you to go fuck yourself because you're a worthless sack of shit. That's my two cents.
Oh, God. I hope they pay him well. Shortly after that initial tweet about the flat tire, Jordan tweets, "I've officially declared war. No other options at this point, in my opinion." So people really started to take off with this, obviously, because everybody has a parking story. He then tweets this morning, 10:50 a.m., parking update. "I parked my car at around," this is a video he does coming out of his COVID test at Carver. "Parking update, I parked my car at around 10:50 a.m. for COVID testing. Put meter change in for 11:22 a.m., and she's already out here giving tickets at 11:25 a.m. The violence, all caps, needs to end." And he's like right there. The parking lady is like 20 feet away from him. People are really getting on it at this point. So he like hashtags pardon Jordan's parking tickets. And in his interview today, there was basketball media, and I saw, let's see if I can't find that. He said like they don't have hearts or they don't have souls or something along those lines. Oh God.
When you actually see a college kid who is clearly somebody who does good for the university and does outwardly good for the university on like a bigger scale. And then you're still like, you know what? I'm not going to cut this kid some slack and I'm going to make him pay the university even more.
Yeah. Jordan, I think he sat down and started with his back and forth with the parking police. He said in the interview today, when they put on that uniform, I'm not sure they have a heart in them. Says he'll pray for them tonight. Hilarious. Thinking back now, I mean, such a simple thing. The fact that athletes don't get free parking to go and do
the sport that they're
making millions of dollars in some cases, football and basketball.
And then also, sports programs knowing just how microscopically close they cut it to letting us out too late to get to our next obligation, then we have to
rush
sometimes find parking whoever knows how far away and still have to pay to that to go to the classes that they're making us go to. So, I mean, the parking situation is just the worst ever.
We've got to burn that building down. Jordan, if you listen, which you probably don't, you got a lot more better things to do on a regular basis, like, you know, be a top five team in the country, be part of that. We're on your side. If you need soldiers, we'll be there, and just tell us when. And I'm sure you got plenty of others, all of Walk On Army. Speaking of Walk On Army, for those in the third tier, you guys got to enjoy the first roster series podcast. I went over four different guys this week. If you haven't yet, go check that out. It's 20 minutes of me breaking down the number one.
You didn't invite me, bro.
No, I didn't. I just kind of did it impromptu. I was real tight for time yesterday, and I had it on a schedule, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just doing it. And, yeah. I'll let you know in the future, and you can come on.
You know how that feels, Drake, now, don't you?
Yeah, dude. Usually Kluber at least invites me.
True. Just didn't have time. I had an actually really busy day yesterday. Other Iowa news. We mentioned that Iowa whooped Nebraska's ass. Number six, Nebraska. Such a discrepancy, right? Like, in wrestling, you really feel how good the top is. Iowa is fucking good, boys.
And let's just chant overrated from the balcony about Nebraska.
But who knows? Maybe they aren't.
They might not be because, dude, these Hawks are assassins.
Yeah, they are. Our top, and whatever Alex or Max Mirren moved up to 149, right?
He is at 149. Jaden Ironman replaces him at 141.
He's got a touch to prove at 149, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yep. But if he can be at 149, what he was set to be at 141, oh, goodness.
So,
dude,
we don't have
1-2-3.
Stupid.
Spencer, DeSanto, and Ironman.
Stupid.
It's like, okay, congratulations. You're probably down at least 12-0 after those three matches.
Yeah.
I'm saying about Max is that if he can then be at 149 what he would have been at 141, that's now they're down 16 points every single match.
It's so tough. Dude.
Yeah, and then, you know, we got the bowl at 165, you know, and then Temer 174. And Nelson Brands looks like a goddamn tank now.
Well, tell me that the bull and Kemmerer haven't been there for 6 years apiece.
Maybe 10.
These guys have been on campus.
I think it actually is Kemmerer's 6th year because he got the red shirt.
Yeah.
And then he got then everyone just got an extra year last year.
Yeah, Alex Marinelli, he actually gave me the follow on the Twitter. So that's respect. Yeah, that's big time respect right there. I like that.
Hopefully, he'll come on the podcast. That'd be so sick.
Would love that. We don't have a guy, at least going into the other day, other than Patrick Kennedy, who wrestled at 174. We don't have a guy ranked outside of the top 8 at his weight class, and that's Nelson Brands.
Insanity. And Nelson Brands was number 8, and he just beat the
number six. Number 6. Yep. So.
Yeah. He got a major versus him, too, I think.
He did. Major decision over, 13-5 over number 6, Taylor Venz. I mean,
he's majorly thick.
Dude.
Stout.
Guy built like a meatloaf.
And the thing is, like, we got dudes behind dudes. Like, Ava Saad behind him.
Unreal. It's stupid. Are we going to lose?
No.
No. And
there's no team that can beat us in a duel, not a chance.
And with the mindset that they have of being robbed from last year.
General managers ask questions to find the right players, like, do they have ice in their veins? When you're hiring, you can use Indeed assessments to make sure you find the right candidates with the skills you need. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. And with Indeed Assessments, choose from 135 skills tests to help make sure you're finding applications from people with skills you need. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Dude, I would not want to be on the mat if black and gold is across the way. You don't want it. It's going to be so fun to watch. It was the first time that I was like really into a wrestling match. Like I stayed up, watched the whole thing. Lauren fell asleep, but I was like, fuck this. I'm watching greatness right now. All right. Football-wise...
If I ever get good at fighting and I need a wrestling coach, I'm calling the Brands brothers immediately. I'm like, I gotta fight this Russian over in fucking Abu Dhabi sometime. Coach Brands, can I get a coach?
Get a couple sessions in. We love sports betting. You guys know that. And whether you've been betting for a while or you're thinking about getting started, we want to let you know about a great resource for sports bettors, the Action Network. The Action Network is where sports fans go bet smarter and experience real financial gains. In fact, their Action Network app was recently named the best app in sports betting. And with an Action Network Pro subscription, you can unlock the very best of the app. When you sign up for the Action Network Pro subscription, you can access the Pro Report, which includes expert projections for every game. You can see money and bet percentages on every game, so you can see the teams professional gamblers are betting on. You can take advantage of the pro systems, which match winning historical betting trends with the latest games and lines, and you can track every bet you make and get alerts in real time. So if you're looking to bet smarter, an Action Network Pro subscription is the best way to get started. And for a limited time, our listeners can receive 50% off an annual pro subscription. Just go to theactionnetwork.com now and receive 50% off an annual subscription when you use the code WALKON. The offer won't last long, so go to actionnetwork.com to sign up for the pro subscription and use promo code WALKON to receive 50% off and start betting smarter today. Football over the past weekend, there was 4 games. There's now 4 teams left. Did the walk-ons go 4-for-4? I think we were split on maybe one of them.
Yeah, Kevin split. He didn't agree with us, but if it was you and me, Kluver, we'd have got her done.
Yeah, I tailed you on the Bucs, and they, you know, Tampa Bay.
Hey, who's washed, Kevin? Who's washed?
That Drew Brees is, man. He's about ready to retire.
Oh, sad, right?
And honestly, Tom didn't play that great, and it was a defensive defense wins championships type of situation. But
100%. You know, I mean, Tom played okay. But Drew Brees has had a rough night. And that's sad to see him go out like that, throwing three picks.
It is. The after field, you know.
You know, I don't care that the Bucks won, but the fact that the Saints couldn't cover plus three in a teaser to finish out a nice four teamer for me hurts.
Yeah, see, I told you guys I had those Sunday games in a teaser. I went with both lines and both over under lines and both spreads hit on all four. Nice little.
Damn, you had a lucrative little parlay day.
Little plus 260 action.
You're a little close from that last total though, weren't you?
We were. It was 58.
52, right?
It was 58 and a half with the teaser. I teased it six or 58 with the teaser. Oh. Teased it up 6 points. So, yeah, it was good. Browns and Chiefs was way under. And, yeah, it was a good day. Plus two
Dude, the playoff unders, I don't want to call them a lock because it's not like they're 100%, but playoff unders are a huge, like, go after them because these teams are playing defense crazy.
It was fun to watch the four games, too. I mean, eight really good teams. Even the teams that lost, the Rams, the Ravens, the Browns, and the Saints, all such good teams. And now – we are down to the final four. We got the Packers versus Tampa Bay Gronkaneers. For some reason, I don't know if it's because I've been watching him on Pat McAfee, A-Rod. I'm tailing A-Rod hard.
I'm a huge Aaron fan, dude.
And the Bills-Chiefs game, Ikey Boy versus Big Head Neiman.
Listen, here's my analysis on this one. The Bills Mafia is actually the Hawk Mafia.
Yep, true.
Hitch, I love the guy. Mm-hmm. Big fan of the guy.
Yep.
Ben, one of my very good friends. Mm-hmm. One of my very best friends.
Yep.
Ike, also one of my very best friends.
Yep.
Bills Mafia, they got Micah. They got AJ.
Mm.
They haven't won in a long time. Ben's already got one.
Oh,
not that I don't want to see Ben get two.
You want to spread the wealth.
I really want to see my guy Ike have a chance to win a Super Bowl ring.
Can you imagine Ike going off at a Super Bowl party?
So I got to go. I got to root for the Mafia, man. It's not that I don't want Ben to win. It's that I really want more Hawks to get rings.
I agree. You got to spread the wealth.
We called it at the beginning of the year that the washed up walk-ons have endorsed the Bills Mafia for the remainder of the – of the playoffs. So
and listen, Ben is going to be mad about this.
Yeah.
And
it's all right.
They gave Ben number 44 because that's how many pounds he has above his shoulders. And all 44 pounds are going to be pissed off and red when he finds out that we're picking against him. And Benjamin, I love you and I'm sorry. I want you to win, dude. In an alternate universe, if there was two winners, like in the 2020 situation where you can just pick your gender and everybody's a winner, you guys both get Super Bowl rings.
I identify as a Super Bowl champion. Where's my
you can identify
ring?
As a Super Bowl champion, Benjamin. That's fine. You already have one, and I just want my guy Ike to get one. That's it.
Well, this brings up a point. Nobody, not one single college, has more Hawks in the final two games than the Iowa Hawkeyes.
So you really screwed that up.
Or has more players in the final two games. I said Hawks. That would be tough for other teams to have Hawks in there. Although one does, Dom.
Definitely, Indiana State.
No team has more players in the final two games than the Hawks. Good problem to have, except it means that some Hawks aren't getting rings. And I'm with you. Bills, it's going to be such a good game, dude. Speaking of...
Is Mahomes playing?
Concussion, $500 million.
No. From what I understand, not a concussion. It was a nerve issue in his neck, and he is back good and practicing from what I understand. So
I would
that makes sense because he didn't get hit in the head, and his head didn't hit the ground very hard. But then he stood up, and he, like, went like noodle-like.
It looked like you after that lifting video, Kevin.
Exactly, right.
Not so quite
like,
as
okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
I was also hard. I was also confused.
Yeah, now, so.
Yeah. I went on the radio earlier this week, local here in Des Moines, and said I would put any amount of money that Patrick Mahomes plays in this game. And I don't know. I mean, even with Pat Mahomes, the Bills play good, and this is going to be one hell of a barn burner.
Bro, you're doing local news radio now in Des Moines?
I did during the season, like Hawkeye game recaps, and then I hadn't for a while. They brought me back on to actually talk about James Harden going from, like, severely overweight to skinny all of a sudden as a joke. Wow. Just yeah, I get on the radio. I'm, you know, I'm like kind of I do a lot of things. Yeah. What do you think? What are we thinking here? What are the lines?
It's Kansas City -3.5, -3, depending where you get
it. We got to take the podcast has got to be taking the points there, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
The pod and the points.
I'm not being a homer. I really do. I have this thing where the story, even though Brady Ross would be pissed that I would put any thought into this because he's so one for one in situations. I think the story and them finally getting, you know, a home playoff game after so many years, winning, they're in the Final Four. It's their chance, right? By the way, the Bills, I'm pretty sure, lost 4 Super Bowls in a row at one point. They were in 4 in a row and lost all 4.
That is correct, Kluver.
That's so bad. I mean, that's so shitty for a fan base. I love that idea that the Bills get there and they take home the whole goddamn thing. On the other side, I'm at odds here because I'm a Tom guy and I'm an Aaron guy. Sorry, I just hit my boom arm.
So what's the line in this game?
Yeah. I got to imagine it's like Packers -3. Yeah.
I think that Green Bay covers 3.
I do too.
9 times out of 10. Is this one game the anomaly? I don't think so. I think Green Bay is too much, and I don't like Tampa that much in the cold and windy Lambeau.
I agree. It matters. That matters. Tom knows how to play in the cold, but
yeah, but I don't know that his ball has as much velocity on it, and I don't know how comfortable his receivers are catching balls in the cold.
Yeah,
and it's just a whole different environment with that wind. You saw Aaron overthrow a couple of wide open touchdowns because of that wind coming off the tunnel. So
Aaron is he's magic. He's actually a magician. Like he's a wizard. He has some kind of magical powers because the way that he plays the game of football is just different. And it's fun to watch. Whoever wins that game, I'm sorry, Ben Neiman, but whoever wins that game, either Tom or Aaron, the Packers or the Buccaneers, I'll be happy. We got Hawks on both. I'm cheering for the Bills in the other one. It is almost this thing of like, Ben, you had one. How many Super Bowl rings do you need? You know? Don't be greedy.
And he would – I'm telling you, dude, he's going to be pissed.
Yeah, and that's okay. We'll have him on, and he can yell at us. And maybe – who knows? You know, the Chiefs might still be the favorite to go win that sumbitch. I don't know what the odds are.
They've got to be the favorite.
They are.
Yeah, I mean, they've got Tyreek. I mean, you go down their list of weapons, you throw 11 guys out on the field, the Chiefs are – they're the team that we always played against. We were always outmatched, like, talent-wise, on paper. The Chiefs on paper, holy shit. It looked
Kevin, I think you're going to like this analogy. I think the Chiefs are a lot like the under in that they're always a good bet because they're winning until they're not. You just expect the Chiefs to be winning, and they're just winning and winning. Right. And then all of a sudden you bet them and they're not, and that's, you know, they over. But
I
a weird comparison.
I feel that. I feel where you're going with it. Yeah.
You got to beat the Chiefs at home.
Yeah, I'm taking the points. You know, it's going to be a close game. I think I'm really excited for this game and the AFC side. Anytime you're feeling a really close game, you take the points. So give me the Bills plus 3, 3.5 maybe if you can snag it.
What about the other game, Kev?
The other game, you know, I don't really have a good feeling on this one.
Wow.
I think the Tampa matchup gives the Green Bay Packers a lot of problems. And we saw that in season. They beat the shit out.
Beat the shit out of them.
So, I mean, Green Bay's defense.
You're not sitting there telling me that you're not going to bet this game, Kevin.
I'm going to bet this game. I just haven't made my mind up yet.
Okay.
Green Bay's defense doesn't instill a lot of confidence in me.
No.
But they kind of – Do you think that Tampa is going to come out and try and run it down their throat?
No.
Then I think that Green Bay's defense is set up in the best manner because they're set up to play coverage. Whether they can actually cover these guys, who knows? But their defensive line has been playing much better of late, and they're set up in a manner that can play against a highly skilled offense.
I don't know if they can get to Brady. If you let Brady sit back there, he don't give a shit if it's 15 degrees out or not. These guys are going to get open. He's got some dudes that are going to get open.
I'll tell you this.
I agree. You might have just talked me out of this, Kev.
I'll tell you this. They're not getting through on the right side.
No.
Tristan just locked down Cam Jordan for a whole fucking game.
Dude, it's unbelievable. This kid is locking down every dude he matches up with. Montez Sweat locked him up. Cam Jordan locked him up.
Is it unbelievable, though? Like, does it surprise us three after watching the kid?
Dude,
just
yes, a little bit, because every
doing
single
it,
person
how young he's doing it, that's what's surprising.
True.
And every single person talks about the speed change and what the difference is. These are grown men at their absolute physical peak, and they're the 1% of the 1%. Like, everybody understands the circumstances. And he's playing against the single freakiest position group of them all. Nobody is freakier than the best pass rushers in the world. Yeah. Those are the, like, pinnacle of human performance. And that's who Tristan's matched up against at 21 years old as a rookie, and he's just locking them down. Like, they're just – I don't know, dude. It's insane.
It's fun to watch. I know that.
Yeah. So, you know what? I like the way that Tampa's defense played last week. I Green Bay with one win versus a okay Rams team. You know what? Give me the points. I'll take both the dogs.
Kevin, you just talked me into it. It's the pod and the points. We're the underdog podcast. We're three fucking worthless underdogs, and we're going with them.
Except for Tyler's not. Tyler's going with the Packers. And
The majority rules.
Podcast goes with the Bills. We're all on the Bills. Bills Mafia taking it home. Sorry, Ben, again. On the other game, they both talked themselves into Tampa Bay Gronkaneers. Kluve is still staying with the Packers. There's something about A-Rod. He's magical. He's in Lambeau. It's going to be cold. Those are your picks for the weekend. If you guys don't have anything else, that's episode 182. Pretty decent little episode we put together.
Did we talk about Iowa basketball, man? I feel like we haven't given them their praise, and they're coming up on a stretch here where they're about to play some highly ranked teams.
Yeah, I mean, they're unbelievable.
I know we talked about Jordan parking tickets, but
yeah, I mean, they've, you know, we're getting closer to March.
We're in the thick of Big Ten play. We look like we're the best Big Ten team.
I agree. And a lot of pundits, call them that, are saying that you could put Iowa up against anybody. I know we played Gonzaga, arguably the best team in the country. That Suggs guy had an absolute day against us. Indiana's coach is talking about you could put Iowa up against anyone. Maybe the Big Ten's best chance at a national championship in however many years it's been. So
talk dirty to me.
Yeah. I mean, Iowa wrestling, the most elite. Iowa basketball in the top tier of the elite, and the NFL playoffs are about – they're just giving us gold games week after week. So it's a good time to be an Iowa sports fan that enjoys the NFL, which if you're listening to this podcast, then congrats because that's all we talked about. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, it's just that simple. Big Ten play is in the thick of it. You know, we're going to – a lot of people have talked about the Big Ten championship or conference championships not really needing to be played this year, just like – get everybody healthy to the tournament. who knows what they're going to do with that or what that looks like. Hopefully everything stays all right and scheduled. Come tournament time, Iowa's got a chance to beat anybody. And you could be looking at, if things fall into place, a national championship in both wrestling and basketball. Holy shit. Do we just hang it up after that if we do it in the same year?
No, this podcast would never have been at a higher peak if...
Other than that one time we played Michigan State before they scored the last touchdown.
That was right. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, so finding a way to leave y'all on a bad note. Think about, we almost had that Big Ten championship. Could have been in the college football playoff. And
I was actually just talking to my mom about that the other day. We were making dinner, and I was like, Mom, you know, we almost won the Big Ten championship, and we almost played Alabama, and we got our dicks kicked in anyway, so it would have been a lot cooler to get our dicks kicked in the playoffs, you know?
It's a good point.
She's like, yeah. She's like, you were almost worth a shit, kid. And
I'm just climb up back to that peak, knowing I'll never get there.
Not going to happen. Episode 182 of the Wash Up Walk-Ons. Thank you guys for joining us. We're going to have another guest on Monday's episode. Not sure who yet, but we will have one. Tune in for that. It'll be fun. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo. We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams. Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today. So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram, too.